Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jim Cantarucci. Jim, I need your website. I need you to tell us what you're up to.
Yeah, our website, very simply, my name, jimcantarucci.com.
That's two C's on the end before the I. Go ahead, Jim.
Exactly. And one of the big things we're working on is we're automating the leadership of large organizational change in big companies. And we've created some enterprise software called Constituent Hub. And so you can check that out at constituenthub.com, just as an area of interest. But we've decided that we need to do some things better in business. And we stamped our foot and said, darn it, we're going to stop doing it wrong. Let's do it better. And so we've automated some of that process.
And
so that's what we're spending a lot of time on.
He's pulling it off, folks. And we've been hearing about, we've been following the development and the birth of this, of his program. Speaking of which, Jim, one of the things that is, I think you know, I've been spending a lot of time on, and that's the idea of embedding trust in our technology, creating technology that finding a way to leverage our analog trust expectations. You and I, as human beings, we have an analog trust expectation. And as we increasingly use technology like your Constituent Hub, how do people like you and me and the people we do business with, how can we believe that we've found a way to extend that trust expectation into our binary digital world? What do you think?
Well, exactly, Jim. And one of the things that we've done is we're trying to do with our software is expand the capability. So you don't have to be a 25-year veteran to do what we do well, in this case, leading change. And so we literally give you what you should be doing, but we don't necessarily tell you how to do that, because so much of what we do is an art. And so let's let you go out and be artistic and take away some of the chores around that art that you're doing. Mm-hmm. And what I think that does is it puts trust in your artistry and allows you to be free to do what you need to do. And we just use
the technology. So what you just described was
out of the way.
You just described technology that allows humanity to be on display. See, that's the thing
exactly
to me.
Right.
And good for you. Well done, by the way. I'm not surprised that you would do that. But we need to see more humanity in the technology that we use. And for a long time, we haven't seen much of that, because I've called some of these companies, some of these tech companies, Jim, and you know the constant refrain from them. You know the default answer from them, right? Well, it's the algorithms. Mm-hmm. What a cop-out. What do you think?
Yeah, we need to let the human algorithm flourish. And so, let's let people figure out how best to get it done, and then just serve as a support to that work that they're doing, the important work they're doing. And again, we're freeing up space mentally and psychologically to be able to do our best work, so that we're not doing some of those mundane chores or following rote rules that somebody wrote on a wall, in 1947.
Well, and you and I have to demand this, though, Jim. We have to demand this. We can't. We got one of the things that I'm hoping we can. You went between you and me and others, and as you know, I wrote a book about this. What I'm hoping people will do is start saying, you know, wait a minute. If we can make this technology do all this dancing and all this wonderful stuff that it does for us, we can also make it serve us as humans. So Microsoft, Google, LinkedIn, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. We require of you that you make sure that there's humanity in the things that you offer us. Allow our humanity to flourish, and if they don't do that, then don't use their products. I've done that.
Yes.
I've sworn off certain companies because I just won't do business with them because I don't see enough humanity in them. What do you think?
Yeah, the tool is so important, but it's just a tool. And we have to treat it that way, and we have to think about it that way. And it's a tool to augment what we're trying to accomplish, and we lose focus on that sometimes. And I think that's what you're describing. We're losing focus on that bottom line thing that we're trying to accomplish as a human being, and what tools we use shouldn't matter that much.
Right.
But when we design those tools, when we're in this position that we're talking about, we can design those tools that really support that human interaction. And when we're talking about leading change in an organization, my bailiwick, it's all about that human interaction.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't take that away. We can't treat departments of people like blobs as one entity. We have to look at them as individual human beings. How do we do that? Well, when we do that in mass for thousands of people, we do need technology to help us with that. That's what our software is about. But it's designed to allow you to do that artistic work, that human work. And that's really what it's about.
And allow humanity,
out there doing it.
Allow humanity to flourish. JimCantarucci.com
exactly
is the
right
website. The other one is constituenthub.com. Is that right?
Exactly right.
So, Jim Cantarucci, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
See you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.